אז מי שיהו, תיאסקות עם הרייסה, מי ביסון עם דרבונון, אין ביון בלי זכר מכלל, ספיס, דרץ וואז נו. We couldn't say all of these off the call because there are combinations that say that you are bent, you are done. But according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yitzchak is chilek on these mishnes. So then it's Haver Kashriduch, all right. So that we'll discuss tomorrow. Anyway, okay. It's very confusing.
Shir Mem and Bava Matsuya by the Rosh Yeshiva, Aleph Adar Hitov Shir Mem Zion, March 2nd, 1987, on Monday.
So I mentioned two Torahs, one Torah in the name of the Beis Aaron, this Rambam Balki, which is two Torahs. And then the other Torah I mentioned in the name of the Bnei Yehoshua. The other Torah was that this halacha that the Gemara says, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says in Ksuvos that Mitzias Habas is lo avio mishmei bo, so there's a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi explains it, why is there evil? Because if the Mitzia of the Bas wouldn't belong to the father, then he will become angry. Become antagonized, and he'll decide not to support her, he's not required to support her. So there is only, in other words, not that he's not required, he's not obligated, in other words, Bezdin cannot yield in course upon support. More Yasuba says that up to the age of six, so if the father doesn't want to support the children, then Bezdin is yielded to Sech Mechseyer. Even if they are the poorest people, so there is no year as I can say. After the age of six, so of course, if they are on it, so then even if they are dating, because on the basis of the mitzvah's doctrine, but if they are poor, so after six, Bezdin cannot force them. But suppose he's poor, he refuses to support the children who are 7 years old. So then Bezdin screams at him, they call him an Auzor, he makes the Bisa Knesses, he's an Auzor, he's worse than a raven, because a raven has compassion upon the children and he doesn't. But to be yielded in the house of forcing, that we cannot, unless he's on it. So then according to all the children except for the family, so Bezdin is Makis, Yashitits, and Hapshay. Also, the town says no because it's Makis Chor, it's Hidot. But if he's poor, he's not on it, there is no Mitzvah Doke. So after the age of six, we cannot force him. So as she says, Mele by Bas, if he will. If the Mitzvah of the Bas will not be to the father, since he's not Mechuyev in the... When I say not Mechuyev, it doesn't mean that somebody's thinking not Mechuyev. No, he is Mechuyev. But in other words, he cannot be forced to support. He might decide he will not support. That's the evil. Teisva says no. The evil is he might become angry and be Mechuyev. The daughter of Yubu Mokishri. So, I said in the name of the Tmei Yeshua, in the name of the, and also Maram Shiv was a mistake because the Yeshua and the Maram Shiv discussed it, so I mixed it up. It's the Maheshes in Chilat Beis, and then Chilish. The Maheshes said, I mixed it up with the Tmei Yeshua because the Yeshua and the Maram Shiv, they all discussed it, so I mixed it up. But it's not the Tmei Yeshua, it's not the Maram Shiv, it's the Maheshes. So they say, according to Rashi, that the time is, since he's not a Mechuyev, in the sense that he cannot be forced to support the daughter. So if the Mitzvah will not belong to the father, so then he might decide not to support them. So that Takone applies not only the Talmud applies not only to Ketanim and Aleph. It applies even to Beiras, and Beiras it applies even more because Beiras, so then he's certainly not Mechuyev to support them. I mean, she can go to work, she's a big girl, so she can go to work, so he's not Mechuyev, he certainly cannot be forced even by means of screening. Nora says that if he's poor, he cannot be Makim, he cannot be a apostle, but he's primitive. And we are machis in these Knesses, that he's a terrible person, he's no compassion for his children. That in regard to a children of Akhtan, but let's say a big girl, so then basically will not even be machis in these Knesses. So on the contrary, the Tam is in Shayach more by Vegas. So according to Rashi, even the Mitzvah in Vegas, if the father does support, if she's Mucha or Shulchan or Bio, so even the Mitzvah in Vegas, so it's more to the father. But the confidence there, because it can be Mitzvah in Vegas, Vegas cannot be Mitzvah in Vegas. So only by Ketano and by Naro in Shayach, not by Vegas. So Mele, when the Mora says, when Rashi says, this is what I say, so Rashi means, it's me the right say, once we have the posit of my seer, the holy ordeal. So any tear where you exert an effort is like my seer, the it has to be dafke when you work for a factory, for a boss, and suppose you work hard. Let's say by digging gold, and you work hard just as hard, it's also my ziyadel, so it's logical. But that's only not the basis, but if it's greater than my ziyadel, it's not logical. But mitziyah, even if she's the basis, because of the evil, it is logical. So it's not the Bnei Yeshua, and it's not the Machashi, the way I said. I made a mistake, it's the Mahesh is a chilek. Alright.
Okay, that's right.
We left off in the Gemara. The Sopa Arabesi Kotu Misle Shrim the Raisi. Now we did go over the thesis, the Amun Shrim the Raisi was Hefe Rebbe again, the and then we have to go over the Omar Shmuel Allah Hefe Rebbe. The main red is of Ashmur, again, let's go to the Gemara. The main red is of Ashmur, Kotlas, is clearly not. So the question of always, we discussed it yesterday, what's the raya that Shmuel holds that Kotlas has no Shriya Midrais? Maybe Kotlas has a Shriya Midrais, but the Chachomim won't be saying that Mitzias Kotlin should be all like all the other takonis. The Chachamim have to be like, there are so many takonis. So why is the Gemara deduced from Shmuel? The thing Shmuel says, Mitzim Ha'om Mitzias Kotlin Lovi, should be sure she made some of it to Lovi. Vina Nacha Biyode, that Shmuel holds, Kotlin is right, he has no Yisri, he has no Yadvizir. Maybe he has Yadvizir. But here, the Chacham of Isaac, whatever it is, Mishmeru, whatever it is, or Mishmeritz and Mishmor, it's not Mishmeru, but Mishmeritz and Mishmor. Me Rabbon, why couldn't we say Mishmeritz because of the Rabbon? So the Ritvoj, the best to say it is, no, it's not Mishmer. True, the Chacham had the care to be Misak. Chacham had the care to be Misak. So Chacham of Misak, because people were deterred, hesitated to lend money as a Chacham of Misak. So there is a good reason. But here, it's not only because it's consistent with the wishes of the Torah. Any other reason? Sure, she made it so. The Ritzo is on. So what? The Kotlin likes it that way. So the Chachamim likes to cater to the wishes of the cotton just because the cotton likes it that way, so they'll be misacking against the rice. Of course they can be misacking, but there has to be a strong reason. But in order to adapt it to the wishes of the cotton, so initially if we say that we the rice cotton cannot be there altogether, so it means that Midrash even after he picked it up. So whose is it? It's still Hefkel's. It's Hefkel's and Melech, that is a sufficient reason in order to adapt it to the wishes of the country. After all, he was my peer and he wanted that way. Midrash says it's still Hefkel. Why not? Why should it belong to the father in order to adapt it to the wishes of the country? But if we say Midrashi can be Zeche, so Midrashi it says, so what if it is consistent with the wishes of the Kohen? Chachom wouldn't be misaking again with Midrashi. That's a difference. So, if we now, so, the main Pradish of Ashmur Kotlas is screaming that from Midrashi, והתניה שיחה ספי ללעק בני יחו ולמח צלי שליש ולביא ללעק בני יחו רבי יסי אמר בן כך בן כך ללעק בני יש יחו so there is a loche ללעקי להזרוני על שולי so a noni is not that even a noni if he's a balabai so a part owner is not allowed to take lek so the Rekhani says if he's a noni so he's a part owner then even the son of the ovis cannot collect because it's like the father collecting but the father is not allowed to collect and Rabbi Yisi says that can collect, even though the father is a part owner. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yisi holds, that the cotton is really a raya say. So who is the malaki? The cotton is the malaki, not the father. Who is part owner? The father. So what's wrong with the cotton? Being malaki, he's not part owner. The father is part owner, and the father is not malaki. Father is not malaki. But if we say that cotton has no Shrim Raisa. So then, who is the Zeche? At the very outset, the father. So the father is Malachi. How can you collect like it? Azam Nelson. The Omar Shmuel Allah and Rabbis. Tell me if you recall again to you, Boy Shmuel, you can ask this. The Malachi Moise is a king, the Salevi, Lees, Mathis, Aleem, Michelkon. So, Rabbis, and then the Mishnah says that if someone is Maori gives lends money to a Canaan, the lady, so that the Maiseir and everything so will belong to him. Actually, when he is Mafris, when he is Mafris Truma and Maiser, so he has to give it to the Kayan, he has to give it to the lady, So, but suppose he lends, let's say, $100 to the Kayan today, he says to him, I'll give you $100. Then I expect that my Truma and Maiser, the value of $100 to be Mafris in the future. So, since you will owe me, you can, you will owe me $100, so let me keep the Truma and Maiser. So it's all right. So Maiser isn't on his own. What will do is Truma, you'll be able to sell it. You'll be able to sell it to Ikea. So to Ikea, of course, Truma, yeah, he's spoiled, cannot eat. So that's all right, this kind of thing. So the more, so one mandoma applies the Mishneh like a Biesi. Also, she is a Zeche. How can he make that arrangement? Because after all, he wasn't Zeche in it. If the Kayan or the lady would be Zeche in the Truma Meiser, the Israel would take off the Truma Meiser, give it to the Kayan or lady, and then the lady or the Kayan would give it back to him, then we understand. But here, the Kayan and the lady don't take it. So how can he make this arrangement? That he shouldn't even have to give the Truma or the Maiser to the king and the lady. He wasn't saying for the king and the lady. So I can make this arrangement that it will be set off against the chayt, the $100 chayt, that the king and the lady owed. So one of them says, the Mishneh calls him for this, of also shayt and this. But I remember now, don't apply the Mishneh. So the Gemara says, why not? Why it matter? Do the attitudes? Why not? Mora says. So the boy Shmuel doesn't apply the Mishnah like a beast because he doesn't want to apply Mishnah. Explain Mishnah a little bit beyond. So that means that Shmuel doesn't pass the line a beast. Tenu tefilko aget liboy shmulik masis amal meisakim esaleilis mafal mechalkom shrabiesi dechidoy liyakmino tiyoche posit aloche kemeise dimishlein mara vidavke oche gabileket posit aposit ma hitaymed mishtobani ufayim michalei What do you mean, Choshech Liyad Kiyem Potematones? They are in the reference to a specific situation. Now, prayer has to be given to the king. The prayer has to be given to the king. Suppose the Bailey, let's say the behemoth, gave birth for the first time, but to twin babies. So we don't know which one is the prayer and which one is not a prayer. So the Allah is, the Kiyan gets one. The Kiyan gets one. And the Bailin keeps the other member of the Kiyan. But he cannot eat it until the moon falls in it. He cannot eat it because maybe that's the horse or the scotch. So he cannot check the Kiyan. So in the moment, so he gives. The behemoth gave birth to two babies. One of the two behemoths is a pawn. They belong to the king. So we don't require the soil to give both to the king. Only one belongs to the king. So he gives him one, and the other one he keeps. But even though he keeps, it's not allowed to share it. Maybe scratching the hooves. But he has to wait until a moon occurs in the other behemoth that he keeps. The moment the moon occurs, so then he's allowed to shaft it and to eat it. Because as far as the self-fortune is concerned, so prayer after the moon falls in it, so is mutabakhir. As far as the moment is the kiddin is concerned, so we want to shaft it. If it is the prayer, okay, it's allowed to eat. If it is not a prayer, so it's chulif of biyat. So he says, Rabbi Yisi says, in such a case, it's muta. It's muta namatos. So you don't need that to give. So, Mutam Latons, unfortunately with Morem, Shunda also. So, Rabbi Yisi says, Kosh Kiriyat Kiriyat is Potam Latons. So, in other words, he has to give only one paw to the Kiriyat, and the other one the soil keeps, but he has to wait until a moon occurs in it. So, why can he keep it? But is mechuyev to give the paw? The answer is the kiyan has the exchange. Suppose this is the paw, so the kiyan got the other exchange, the other man. So that's the exchange. So in other words, he's allowed to make an exchange. So the Morris Kashi is, but he didn't get it yet. So maybe it's not, maybe the one that he gave to the king is not a paw. And now, so he's not willing to give the paw. He's not the kind of mitzvah. So the Gemara says, it's like a beast. Also, she is zeich, like a zeich. For the Gemara, she is also zeich. The Habe Dunde, the Amal, the Mois. The Habe Chlip, the Yad Koyim, the Habe Mois. The also, the Zohar, the Atzme. The Meiser Asmi, Vodi Koli Chitoye, Avogab, Bukhiris, Lipoli, Kelo, and Meir, Nikovo King, Rabunum, the Pliga, Lei, Hoche Gabeleke, Kochin, the Pliga, Lei, Hosom Gabatos. So, when Mora says they are in Gitten, Rabbi Yisi, doesn't mean Rabbi Yisi of Leket, but he means The Rabbi Yisi called Shechlipo Biakir, so he's bothered. But this is Yechidoy. This Rabbi Yisi. But the Rabbi Yisi of Leker is not Yechidoy. He's not Yechidoy. So there are two Rabbi Yisi. Yeah, Rabbi Shlomi the Raisi. Tim and Noam the Rabbi Yisi caught in Zeichem in Atheira. Yechim Yisomuch. Die Polch, die Sommer, der Gates, die mit sie als Gott in der Reise. So die Gemorre says, two things here. First, vom Schmuels Dien, mit dem Maobu, mit sie als Gott in Lodi, so die Schorsch, die Ritzo, die Ritzo, die Lodi, die Nacha, die Jode, mit der Reihe, der Gott in ist Leslie, schrill in Abschied der Reise. Why, how in der Reihe? So the Ritzo explained it. Because if Schmuel had held that cotton as his chie, with rices of the chachomi movement, bin isaki, on the basis of hefke, but no hefke again with the rice, and to say it belongs to the father. Why? Because that's the wish, the ultimate wish of the child. So what? If we say the cotton has no chie, so it's with rice. So since with rice it's still hefke, as chachomi isaki, to fulfill the wishes of God. But if with the rice and the cotton is tied in it, so because it's consistent with the wishes of the cotton, so the chachomim should appear that in the rice it's not messed up. Alright. So if I remember of Shmuel Nimaomitzias Kotlori, we certainly can use the Shmuel holds that the cotton has no screaming rice. But then, how did the Gemara deduce from the other Shmuel? Because Shmuel says, Aloha Rabbi Yitzi, that even if the father, the part owner, still the son can be lucky, the Shmuel holds that the cotton has his chivin rice. Maybe Shmuel holds the cotton. So he says, we know that Rabbi Yitzi cotton zeich am natere. And that's the reason as to why the cotton is allowed to be lucky. The chin is only for the summer of this which is cotton the rice. We know on. We do more in element the rabbono. The ogi to his oak and the cloud. Maybe Shmuel, the other Shmuel of Allah Hakrabiyis, he agrees with the Shmuel. Of the Shosh and Eitzom, and it's a lobby. That means that the cotton has no schir in the rice. But if he has no schir in the rice, why does Shmuel say Allah Rabbi Yisi that he can be lucky? Because while in the rice he has no schir, but in the rabbono, he has his schir and the father is not even there. So that's why he's allowed to be lucky, even though the father is a part owner and an owner. Or a part of is not allowed to be lucky, because he has given love to the father. So, mit der Reise, no one is here, so it's a care, but mit der Rabbon is the corpus, and the father is not even there. So, taste me the therapy, Schleimah, the Mr. Holy, Holy Krabiesi, Akamu Mishnah is the Pirchi, or the Pirch Halei, and the Sabbath Mais Hashemi, the Maise, the Pirch is Kabel, the Kula Mishnah is Yadvegi, Adobe, ואם תאמה, ואם אלוהים זוכר לנפשים ולרבונון. So, we cannot say that Shmuel is חלק הנאום ולשנייס, that יגן ג'יאדון. So that means that מציאס בן, according to Shmuel, also belongs to the father. But he also belongs to the father. So then, Ve'omar Shmuel, and that's the reason. So how can Shmuel say Allah is not his? V'intim avinim le'ilom zochal in afshim in the Rabbonon, u'vaso hochem zobabu eminim mishumei bo, u'mishum hochem l'akei. So what's the raya? Maybe Shmuel too. That Shmuel holds that Shmuel holds, maybe Shmuel agrees that a cotton has no schir in the eyes. Because this is what Shmuel says, Mishosh Meitzo, Meiritzo Eitzolovi. So he has no schir in the eyes. But, mid Rabbonon, he has schir. So Mele, since the Rabbonon has schir, only the Rabbonon has schir. But mid Reis he still has schir. But mid Rabbonon has schir is on account of Mishosh Meitzo, Meiritzo Eitzolovi. So, the father gets it from the God. First he gets it, the Fazir, and then the father acquires it from the God. From the God. So Shmuel says, Alohit Rabbi Yisi, because since the first moment he gets it, so the father is not lucky, and then after he gets it, the father is in the family. So there is no Yisar. The Yisar is only so he's lucky to have only Al-Shalei if at the very outset he acquires it. But if at the very outset the child acquires it, and then once the child acquires it, so he acquires it from the child, so there is no Yisar of the Saks to one Al-Shalei. The Yisrael man, in the Rabbonim is for a Shiitzki, which they scream. She is gathering kid and racking is given menu, and we even rabbonu, Bishasfis Aben Bolis Rizal, Bishasakwili, Holovitoliovi, and what is of enough in the rice, Babu Zokamish Mabo, she is some of House of Honey. So Taste says, Monica, if we say that he caught me a copter of this, is a new rice, so there you are in China. That Mishmeivo, the Chachon, no Misakim, that once the cotton is Eche, the father is Eche Pam, in order to avoid the Evo. It's a sufficient reason, you know, in order to avoid ill will. So, Hector Bezneker, the Chachon, applied the Keach of Hector Bezneker. But, if you are going to say that the cotton is only zeichen the rabbonon, the reis is still hefker, is not zeichen. He's only zeichen the rabbonon. So how can so then if the cotton is only zeichen the rabbonon? So in the garden mitzie, the takone should be the very outset of it. If the reis is zeichen. So Mishmeivo, Chama Misake, true, the cotton is Eichat for one moment, and then the father is Eichat for one. So Meile, it will not infringe upon the Israel of Mislaki, Lahazron Al-Shmei. But if in the Reis he has no Schri, and the whole Schri is with Rabbonon, so then if there is a Tam Mishmeivo, that the father should have it, so then the Schri by the father is at the first moment. It's not Mishabal, Chachamim is like, no. Mishmeivo. So the father is not Zeich at the first moment. First, the child is there. And then the father is there upon him. On the chef. And the right say, no one is there. So he said, the Chachamim felt the need to Mishake that the father should acquire in order to avoid ill will. Evo, son of Mele, the Takone should be, that in the first moment is Mizeche, not in the first moment Mizeche, that's also Mizelaki when I was late, not that for one moment the cotton should Mizeche, then the father found it. It's not Mizelaki. This is Daisy. Now, we mentioned yesterday that from Rashi it's Mashma, that Rashi is Chilkantis. Because Taisy says the Yishlim. So in other words, Chagisi also agrees that Yadven Yadfotn Kiyaveri, because there are several Mishnahs. It's not Mishnah that Chagisi is Chilkan of these Mishnahs. But from the Rashi here it's Mashma, not like Jesus. According to Rashi, Chagisi is Chilkan of these Mishnahs. Because Rashi says, Boris Teres, Shmuel, Tiny, don't come up, the way we spin away, Tiny, don't come up. Maom mitzvah kot lo bitzvah, Tanel, Maom Mishneh, who says mitzvah kot lo bitzvah. So he holds that the kot has no schindlers. But himself, he passed like a baby. The lady Sirelei, mitzvah kot lo bitzvah. So in other words, not like Tesis. In other words, the Trabisi is chelik on all these Mishnahs. And according to Trabisi, mitzvah kot lo is not lo bitzvah. Mitzias Kotten is not Lobby. Some Mele, the Kashi is, the Neime, Le'elom Zochel in Hafshay, and then, so the question is, So the question is, the first kasha of things says, Uvidolo, the Dilmo, Engel, and the Rabbono, the only who is Ochel in the cloud. So what was the reason? That's impossible. Come on, Mishnes, the father replies. No, but kasha says, according to the Yitzhi, he is Chilk on all these Mishnes. He is Chilk on all Mishnes also. But Shmuel just explained that another Mishnah, which is not like a Rabbeisi, but Rabbeisi is chelik on our Mishnah, and Rabbeisi is chelik on all the Mishnayos that would say that Yad Berg Yadon. He's chelik on it. So Mele, what's the Kashe? So Mele, how do we know that Rabbeisi holds with Siaskopni is the Raise? Maybe it's only the Rabbanon. Maybe it's only the Rabbanon, according to Rashi. So, according to Rashi, so the first Kashi by Tesis is at the Kushi. So, the Maram Sheet explains. Let's turn to the Maram Sheet. I usually don't resort to the Maram Sheet, but if you know that you will be here, you can't bypass the Maram Sheet. You just can't do it. In the first column, Dibra Masro Berashi, the Dibra Masro Bilei Sfirle, Mitzias Kotlov, El Mitziose Lishalem, the Yeshli Sfir Mirais. So the Maram Pshit has two shot in the Rash. The Yeshli Sfir Mirais. Hakirche. So in other words, so according to Shmuel himself, he just explained the Tanakh Mishnah. So the Tana de Mishneh says that Mitzias Kotlovit, the whole wise of it, she Mitzia Meritzetzor. So the Tana de Mishneh holds that Kotlovit does not have the skill in action. Kotlovit is no yak to be there. So the lady still in Tias Kotlovit, Elo Mitzia Osei Shalei. But Shmuel himself, he agrees with Rabbeisi, and according to Rabbeisi, the Kach, who says the Kach Elake, he holds that the Kotten has the Yavni Reis. So the Kotten finds the Mitzieh, so then he's Eichen Mitzieh the Reis. And how about the other Mishnes? Let's say, the other Mishnes, not this Mishnes, the other Mishnes. That say Yad Berge Adorim. So he said, the Yeshli Yisrim in Raisi. So, Rakeche, the Somuch al Shulchan Ovi, Mishumeivo, Hosom Gotel Nami Mitzilo, Mishikosati, this is the first chapter in Ramshi, according to Rashi. So in other words, Rashi says that the Shmuel passes like a base, and the base he holds that Kotten as Yad he derives it with it. And Kotten as Yad he derives it with it. So how about this Mishnah here that says, Mitzias Kotten Leovi, the contrary is it. So the first shot, the first portion of Rashi, so we don't say that Kabbalah is chilik on many missions, including this mission. So Kabbalah is not chilik on all the other missions. And Kabbalah is not chilik on this mission either. But Kabbalah holds that the Kotnes is chilik on all the other missions. So if he has a so how does this mission say, Mitzias Kotnes? How does this mission say, Mitzias Kotnes? So of course, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we couldn't see the town with Shosh and Eitzah, the Eitzah is loved. Because if the whole town is to adapt it to the wishes of the Kotel, so either the Shem and the Reis of the Chachomim wouldn't be concerned about the wishes of the Kotel. But, so this town of Shmuel is not Chayach, but the deal of the Mishnah is to according to Rabbi Yitzchak also. Even though the base holds his Echim Reise, but in Rabbonon, the Mitzir belongs to the Father. Why? In order to avoid evil. Evil is a good reason to apply the Dina Tatkabes Nefer. But if it's not an evil, so only from the Dina of the Mishne, the Mitzir's Tanu, is the only that I don't to incline to our Somos HaShul HaMadir. But the a cotton is not so kosher from Adiyan, it's not Shayach Ebo. So it's not Shayach Ebo, so Mele, the Mitzir belongs to the cotton itself. But when the Mishnah says, that Mitzir has come to Obi, it has reference to a cotton that is so much more, and not after a cotton is before the Mitzvah. Even if he's a Gogol, so he's called the cotton. Like Chabad on Rav Eichen. But here the Gemara says Chabad on Rav Eichen is chilek and Shmuel. So it's chilek and Shmuel the way Shmuel explains the Mishnah, that it's alive, the Mishnah is alive, the Rabbonim. So then it's chilek. But Shmuel himself, who passes like Rav Eichen, so Mele, according to Rav Eichen, this thing of the Mishnah would only be limited to a cotton who is somehow supposed to be, he's not a cotton, even if he's a god. This is what he says. It's confusing. The lady is still a lady, she is cotton of it, and so she is a lady. The lady is still in the eyes. A kid and he's somehow supposed to be, and she made wholesome good man in the seal of it, and she cost that is. That's one shot in Marashi. Then Marashi is the last. The main Marashi in the eye is the taste. Actually, we still only club the Yadden. So according to the first shot, Rashi can agree with all the Mishnayos that Yadden is here. So he agrees with Tesis. The second shot, Madam Shir, is that Rashi is clearly conscious. Tesis says that the Rav Yitzchak was not the very kind of Mishnah. That says, Yadden Yadodi, the Mishnah of the belongs to Obi. No, so he says, Rashi said, his name Rashi, like it depends. Actually, he's still a cloud, he had been here. He will not be able to have his eyes, she knew at this place. The core classic of us saying, the Rabbi Yisrael and Shmuel, the Mashmur in Kotlin Kotlin Mamesh, and the whole of his eyes, the Chalkin in Kotlin Kotlin. So it seems the Ramshi prefers the second wash, Michalki. Uchul Mishnah is Michalki Katan Godu, Bim King Gamkin Spor Shal Yad Ben Kiyadon, Leslie, Luitik Nun Klau Mitzilon. So according to the BAC, this Aloche is Chilk and Holdi, Itzias Kotan Lom. Is Chilk and Holdi, Luitik Nun Klau, Mitzia Lodi. schneißen Kimisha, Kusches hat Hitzwes, die Behassel, die haben beschleunigte Themen. So then the Kashi of Hitzwes, the first Kashi of Hitzwes, the Hadra Yuchte, according to Rashi, how did the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehudi holds that he caught in a Schir in the Reis? Maybe he caught in, has no Schir in the Reis. There is no Schir in the Reis. And no wonder that they see cotton zeich and not here. The king is all the power of the summer of these and Scott Rice and all of the deal may not only the Rabbanon, the others who is all in the cloud. Maybe the father is not zeich altogether. What about Mishnes? Mitzias cotton, Mitzias milk, the actani. Is a little shale, the base is hell can it. The base is hell can it. So it's hard to cushion it. This is what the Marshi from Sheep is asking now. How did the more produced from the BC member be carved in Kashi Laki?